期中测试卷下。一、听说训练。一、听后选择。 A. 听对话及对话后的问题，选择正确答案。
Number 1. Will you cook for Lisa's birthday party, Tony?
No, I won't. I have asked my cousin Jack to do it.
Question. Who will cook for the birthday party? Will you cook for Lisa's birthday party, Tony?
No, I won't. I have asked my cousin Jack to do it.
Question. Who will cook for the birthday party?
Number 2. There were lots of sweet memories in the middle school.
I agree. I used to be a singer in the school band.
Question. What might the girl be good at? There were lots of sweet memories in the middle school.
I agree. I used to be a singer in the school band.
Question. What might the girl be good at? Number 3. Are you going to London?
Yes. I'm going to do a 3-week course at a language school.
Question. How long is Linda going to stay in London? Are you going to London?
Yes. I'm going to do a 3-week course at a language school.
Question. How long is Linda going to stay in London? Number 4. How about going climbing tomorrow, Amy?
Sorry, John. I have a list of things to buy.
Question. What will Amy do tomorrow? How about going climbing tomorrow, Amy?
Sorry, John. I have a list of things to buy.
Question. What will Amy do tomorrow?
Number 5. How do children in your hometown usually go to school?
Most of them go to school by bike, some of them by bus, and the others on foot.
Question. How do most of the children in the boys' hometown go to school? How do children in your hometown usually go to school?
Most of them go to school by bike, some of them by bus, and the others on foot.
Question. How do most of the children in the boys' hometown go to school?
B. 听下面一段对话，选择正确答案。
Number 6. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Brown. Well, what's the matter with the boy?
He's my son, Jack. He's got a headache.
Has he had anything for lunch?
Yes. He had a little rice and some vegetables.
Well, his temperature is okay. I think he's caught a cold. Take this medicine 3 times a day. He'd better stay at home and have a good rest.
Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Brown. Well, what's the matter with the boy?
He's my son, Jack. He's got a headache.
Has he had anything for lunch?
Yes. He had a little rice and some vegetables.
Well, his temperature is okay. I think he's caught a cold. Take this medicine 3 times a day. He'd better stay at home and have a good rest.
Thanks a lot.
Number 2. 听记转述。 A. 听后记录。听短文，然后根据表格提示和所听内容完成下列各小题，每空一词。 在听该短文之前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完该短文后，你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Amanda has been an English teacher for 3 years. Her life changed a lot since she became a teacher. 3 years ago, she was a college student, and she used to sing and dance. But now she is serious. She used to read novels at night in college, but now she helps her students with their studies every evening. She used to go hiking on weekends, but now she has to do the housework.She used to play all kinds of sports, but now she doesn't have enough time to play them. How she misses those days! Amanda has been an English teacher for 3 years. Her life changed a lot since she became a teacher. 3 years ago, she was a college student, and she used to sing and dance. But now she is serious.She used to read novels at night in college, but now she helps her students with their studies every evening. She used to go hiking on weekends, but now she has to do the housework. She used to play all kinds of sports, but now she doesn't have enough time to play them. How she misses those days!
B. 听后转述。现在你看到的是上一节记录的信息表。你将第三次听该录音材料，请做好记录。听完后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Amanda has been an English teacher for 3 years. Her life changed a lot since she became a teacher. 3 years ago, she was a college student, and she used to sing and dance. But now she is serious. She used to read novels at night in college, but now she helps her students with their studies every evening. She used to go hiking on weekends, but now she has to do the housework. She used to play all kinds of sports, but now she doesn't have enough time to play them. How she misses those days!
三，模仿朗读，听所给材料的录音，然后模仿朗读并录音。现在，请你用40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完录音后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。然后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。该短文读一遍。
Rose left the primary school near her home to live at a high school 2 hours away by bus. It was the first time she had stayed away from her family. She did not know anyone at her new school, and she was very lonely. We asked her about it, and she told us why she felt lonely. I was the only person from my village at my new school, and I didn't know anyone at all. She explained to us what she did about it. I decided to join some students' clubs and take part in as many activities as I could.